Across the country, election officials are bracing for what's expected to be record-breaking turnout on Tuesday. Remember Palm Beach County, Florida, home of the hanging Chad? Well, this time around, Palm Beach is expecting that 80 to 85% of registered voters will cast ballots. More than 100,000 already have, since polls opened for early voting almost 2 weeks ago. All this democracy in action requires an army of poll workers.
My name is Pamela Goodman, and I will be a precinct clerk in Delray Beach, Florida, which is in Palm Beach County, Florida, on Tuesday, November 4th.
Pamela Goodman will lead a team of 12 poll workers on Election Day. It's a huge job involving weeks of preparation and attention to details.
So I actually stop at Dunkin' Donuts on the way to the polls. Luckily, they're open at 5 a.m. I grab donuts and I grab a big box of their coffee so that I have some sugar and some caffeine to give my workers first thing when they get in.
Call me Eleanor.
Eleanor Kresh will be one of those poll workers helping Pamela Goodman on Tuesday. She's 81 and has already put in 7 days of work at the early voting polls in Palm Beach County.
People have been coming out from work, their jobs, their homes. There are many people that are shut-ins, and somehow they come with canes and walkers and their oxygen tanks. And this is an excitement that brings people out.
So what's your job like on Election Day?
Well, my job is, for the early voting, my job is called floor specialist. I direct people. We give them their ballots. We send them to the various printers to have the printing done, make sure that when they're through voting that they vote in the right booth and use the pen that's been assigned for the booth. We just try to keep everything running smoothly. We want to get the lines moving as fast as we can.
How long did you work yesterday?
Yesterday? Well, because of the tremendous influx of people coming, my day started with a 4:30 in the morning shower. And we had to arrive at 6 a.m. in the morning.
Holy cow.
And then the doors opened and voting started at 7 a.m.
So what time did you get out of there?
I left at 9 p.m.
That's a 15-hour day.
It's okay. It's worth it. People are getting to do what they want to do, and that is to vote.
What's your most memorable day at the polls in all your years working at the polls?
I have to go back to the year 2000.
What happened?
Well, people realized that there was a mistake that they made, and they came back and wanted to change their vote. They wanted to see the ballot again.
This was the Chad problem on the butterfly ballot?
Yes, it was. It was not happy for anyone.
Eleanor Kresh, you're 81 years old?
Yeah.
And you're working those kind of days?
Yeah. I'm happy too.
How do you do it?
I guess with the same feeling that everybody else does, that they want to get out and vote. Somebody has to help them vote. And if I'm privileged enough to be one of those people, yippee for me.
Eleanor Kresh is a poll worker at the Hagen Ranch Library in Delray Beach, Florida.
Yes.
Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Special thanks to WXEL in Boynton Beach, Florida. When you vote, let us know what happens at the polls. Do you have a problem with broken machines or a long wait? Send us a text message, a voicemail, or a Twitter. To learn more, go to npr.org/vote report.